Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. George Carlin is no longer with us, but the man was the best when it came to pure stand-up comedy. And he did a great bit, the list of people you could do without. It's sort of like a small tribute to George Carlin, list of people you can do without. Renee in Highland Park, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah, hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I have a lot of pet peeves, but one of the things that gets me the most is people who have the stickers on the back of the car that says my family, and then it has the picture of the dad and then the kids and the dog, or even the ones with the bullet holes in it, like the guys on the right. Motorcycle with the bullet holes on it.
Yeah, the stick figures of the family are a little annoying. I mean, you know, mosquitoes can reproduce. I don't know why everyone's so proud of, having these kids.
Exactly. Nowadays, where people can see, why do you want people to even know who the members of your family are with all these schools out there, too?
Yeah, with all the lunatics. That's why, I would never put a bumper sticker in my car that says, my kid goes to Lanai Road School. Like, why would I want to tell everybody where my daughter goes to school? Also, I was wondering about this, and Renee, maybe you have the answer, but if you have the stick figures up there and they got the dog, the cat, and all that crap, right? Let's say the dog gets hit by a car. You bring a razor blade out and you take the dog sticker off?
Might as well, or at least if it breaks a leg, take the leg off, too.
All right, dude, you're a great caller. We're going to give you a decent gift here, man.
Thank you.
You got a cell phone in your car? You have a hands-free deal?
Well, I do have it, but I don't have it on right now. No, I have the wire that connects to the phone.
All right, we're going to one-up you here. We're going to give you a Parrot mini kit brought to you by Parrot Hands-Free Car Kit. It's a hands-free car kit. It goes in your car, and then you never have to use your hands anymore. That's why they call it hands-free.
Oh, that's cool.
July 1st means the end to driving while on the cell phone, everybody. Don't get a ticket. Get a Parrot and go hands-free. Go to parrot.com for more information. We'll send that to you. Hold on one second, buddy. You got kids, right?
No, I have nieces and nephews.
All right. Well, then while they're driving around with you in the car, you'll be safer.
I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
hold on one sec, dude. Hold on. All right. Yeah, that's a cool deal. And you are going to get a ticket if you get caught driving with a cell phone in your hand after July 1st. I know a lot of people say, well, it's only a $25 fine. That's not true. It's like a $92 fine. And it stays on your record. It's not a point on your record, but it is on your record. And so when you go to get insurance, they'll be like, wait a minute. This guy has all these tickets for not wearing a seatbelt or holding a phone to his ear. He has jaywalking tickets. That's a dangerous dude. The guy's not safe out there. Plus, if you get pulled over for talking on a cell phone, and then that cop smells you got a couple beers, you're going to be doing some speed rapping on the curb. So make sure you don't have that cell phone in your hand after July 1st, which is next week. All right, people you can do without. Let's talk to Jacob in Glendora. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, what's going
on?
Hey,
dude.
All right, it's fat chicks who think it's okay to wear low-rise jeans with tank tops.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday in Target.
Yeah,
and that is some look, man. I was staring at her because she was so fat in a tank top and shorts. And then she turned around and caught me staring at her. And she thought I was, turned on by it. She, gave me a smile. I'm like, no, sweetheart. I'm staring for a whole new reason here, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And odds are that they got the belly button ring in there, too. It's like, why would you want to draw attention to that?
Yeah, I know. It really
it's like someone's baking bread in their waistband or something.
All right, do we thank you for calling. Let's talk to Sandra in Pasadena. You're on 97.1.
Hi,
hey.
I love your show.
Thank you, baby.
I finally had the nerve to call because I love George Carlin, and I just think he was hilarious. I had a situation that arose when I was at a bank, and there was a lady that was within a foot of my ear,
mm-hmm.
and it was very crowded, and she was smacking her gum like it was an Olympic event.
Yeah,
I wanted to turn around and tell that lady, could you please stop that? I'm not a confrontational person, but she was driving me out of my head with the smacking. And I have a second one. Can I do a second one? When you were talking about the fat chicks, one time I was driving and I saw this woman. She must have weighed maybe 300 pounds, and she was wearing a camouflage pair of pants. Now, I don't know what she was trying to camouflage exactly, but I just couldn't help but make that thought, and it just made me laugh.
Well, you know what a friend of mine does, and I've seen him do this in person. When he sees chicks wearing camouflage, Or either, like, attractive chicks or fat chicks, doesn't matter. He runs right into him and goes, oh, Jesus, man, I didn't even see you. That's what you got to do next time.
That's funny.
Run right into that fat chick. Oh, I didn't even see you.
Okay.
All right, baby, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Call us again. There she goes, everybody. All right, Gina, you got a pet peeve? You got the, get out of here, you...
Wearing camo pants. Are you saying I'm fat?
You're wearing camouflage pants or camo pants?
Camouflage pants.
Let me see. Are you? Stand up. Let me see. What do you got?
Look.
I can't see. You got to stand on the chair. Oh, you are wearing camouflage pants. What's going on with you?
Jesus Christ.
I thought they were cute. No? Not so much?
Yeah, I couldn't even see them.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what? Let's take some more phone calls here. People you can do without. Absolutely do without. Let's talk to... How about Anthony in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Yeah, I can do without people who do live spots for Oaksterdam University.
Oaksterdam, man. Got to get in that pot business.
Yeah, I'm sure your dad is real proud.
Well, listen, my dad, I'm probably asleep by now. No, it looks like the Oaksterdam University. They got a big open house on the 28th. I looked it up on the internet.
Go down there and sell some weed, right?
Well, you learn how to sell weed. But I saw it on, I thought they were downtown Los Angeles. I think it's on La Cienega, right near 3rd Street. So it's right near the Beverly Center.
Oh, a real twinky place, huh?
Stop asking my balls! Please, try to make a living down here! A 2.5-year-old kid! They tell me to read a spot. What am I going to do? Say no? Then tell baby Sophia why she, I can't have a pizza with her at CPK? Because her old man can't afford it? Tracy, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how are you?
All right, baby.
I cannot stand people. I could live without them forever. The people that are in stores that do not move out of the aisle, that just stand there like they're lost.
Oh, yeah.
And they're looking at a pair of jeans or whatever, and then their kids are running around.
Well, they also, people do that, and they also walk, like a family will walk like 4 abreast through a mall.
I know.
And like, do these people not understand you can't, walk, you can't do like the old Iron Curtain, the Steelers defense on us here? We're going to plow through you. Yeah, I can't stand people standing in walkways. I mean, it's clearly a walkway. Or when they get off an escalator, they stand at the bottom of it. They look to the left or the right, like, I wonder which way I should go here.
Or like there's going to be oncoming traffic, like you got to look left and right.
Yeah. Get the hell out of the way.
That's
all right,
what I
baby.
Tell them.
You're the best.
Thanks.
All right. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. The people you can absolutely do without. Jose in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
I can't stand those people who go to the barbershop and get their beard shaved. I mean, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, well, I understand. I completely agree with you. Anytime a barber is pulling out a razor, I don't know how clean that razor is. I don't know where that razor's been. He's using a straight edge. He's using the technology to shave you that that went the way of the dodo bird.
Yeah, the whole idea, going to the barbershop is because you can't cut your own hair. You'd be in an awkward position. I mean, what's their excuse? They're just freaking lazy.
Yeah.
They want a man massaging their face while they get the hard on or something.
I think you got something there. I went to a barber shop in Woodland Hills because a friend of mine goes there and he says, hey, it's like a real guy's barber shop where you can read a Playboy while you're getting your hair cut. So I go there and the guy cuts my hair and I don't give a rat's ass what it looks like. But I walk out of there and one side literally is like 2 inches longer than the other side. I'm like, what the Christ was this guy thinking? This guy was off by 2 inches.
Yeah. It happens, but,
No, I did not. All right, buddy, thank you for calling. All right, the people you can do without, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. John in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1.
I'd choose a whole group of people that go to Bilderberg meetings or Christ Cremation of Care out in Bohemian Grove.
The what kind of meetings?
The Bilderberg meetings.
I don't know what that is.
Are the people that go out to Bohemian Grove practice that cremation of care?
All right. I don't know what you're talking about. And that might be something the kids do these days. I'm 45. I don't know what that meeting is. I'm sitting here trying to make a living. I can't go everywhere every weekend. I got a kid. The Bohemian meetings. Who knows what that is? All right. Jimmy in Anaheim. You're on 97.1.
Oh, man. You're funny.
Oh, man. Look at these guys. Did you know what he was talking about, that guy?
I did not understand anything, man. I'm on a good one right now.
Oh, Babu. What are you on? You on weed?
Yeah.
Good
the
for
chronic,
you.
The sticky icky.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to tell you that I really love your show. And
Thank you, sir.
I could do without the people that spray you every time they open their mouth in your face. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also, people that don't wear deodorant, please, man, it stinks.
Yeah, I don't know what that crew is like, but you know, when you're walking through a market and you smell a guy from three aisles over,
please, man,
and it's always the same smell.
Yeah,
of a guy who doesn't wear a deodorant.
That's kind of weird. Yeah,
yeah, I can always nail that dude. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. Enjoy your high. Let's talk to a Sergio in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. People you can do without.
Hey, Babo.
Hey.
I can do, the show's about honesty, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. Okay,
you
well,
like to be
I can
as,
really
you know, you'd like
do...
to be fairly honest. I mean, I'm not going to tell you everything about me, and I don't want to expect to hear you anything about you either. Everything.
Okay. Fair enough.
Right.
I can do without John and Jeff.
Get out of here. Praise. Get out of here. They're very, very funny guys. They're smart guys. They come on here every night at 11 o'clock. They do a kick-ass job. And I asked John and Jeff the other day, I said, if you won the lottery of $58 million, would you keep doing the show? And they said, you bet. That's how dedicated these two are. So no more phone calls for this John and Jeff. What's wrong with you? All right, let's talk to, I don't know, Robert. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
We could do without Whitman.
Get out of here, dude. Please.
Jesus Christ.
These guys, lay off these people. I'm talking about people in general. Adam in Norwalk. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing,
man? All right, man.
These are people I can do without. Girlfriends that take out restraining orders against you, and then once everything starts going all nice and dandy, they say, hey, let's hang out, let's get back together, and the next fight you get into, bam, they call the police and put you away.
Has that happened to you?
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You had a restraining order on you where you couldn't see a chick. Then she said, let's get back together, and bang, she
hit
you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I overreacted. Come back in. Let's hang out again. Okay. Next fight, you know, I go out, you know, we get in a fight, blah, blah, blah. I'm calling the police. You're going back to jail.
Wow. That is some leash on you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A leash. Let's cut it.
Jesus Christ. Now, did you end up going to jail over it?
Oh, yeah.
For how long?
Oh, yeah.
For how long?
Let that be a warning to everybody listening.
How long did you...
The first time it was only a week, but, man, that was when you get on the leash. You just keep going back and back afterwards.
What's the longest time she put you away?
The longest time, it was 2 months.
2 months?
2 months.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but let that be a lesson, yeah. If it ain't going well, don't listen to them, because they'll say all kinds of sweet stuff, and the next fight you get into, they'll drop the hammer.
Yeah, that sounds like a great lesson. I mean, thanks for calling, dude.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, the people you can do without, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Neil in Beverly Hills. You're on 97.1.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, dude.
I can do without your screener. He's a little bit of a tool, but that's okay.
Who,
he kept saying, what's your name? And then he'd go to live. What's your name? Go to the radio. What's your name? You know, we went through that about 10, 15 times.
Who screened that, Gina or Randy?
Straighten the guy out. Some dude.
Randy did it.
Randy, huh.
I got a list. I'll go down the list. Okay. You know, I go around Whole Foods a lot. I can do without the women that are talking to the kids in the stroller like they're adults, okay?
Right.
The loud talkers, you know, well, mommy's gonna, you know, and they just start hammering on the kid. And cell phone, you know, I mean, cell phone people are obviously an easy target, but I do the 4th Street stairs, okay? You know where those are?
Right.
It's like a, you know, it's like a scene, people going up and downstairs. It's usually women, they want to stop on the stairs or do the stairs.
Where's that, in Santa Monica?
That's in Santa Monica. It's working out, and they're doing it with the cell phone. Today, you know, the blah, 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 my agent this, my agent that. Go take that call at home. We're trying to work out.
Hey, dude, I don't mean to offend you, Neil, and
yeah.
I'm going to make you the only exception,
yeah.
But everybody else who walks or runs those stairs is an a-hole.
Oh, listen, but here's the deal. I'm doing it with a guy who's training for a fight. He's a UFC fighter.
Right.
I said there is no other exercise that will burn you like this one.
It's How many stairs over there?
Oh, you know, I haven't counted them. It's 100 and something. It takes about
take me all day. I get tired driving up that hill in my car if I have a stick shift.
We had a laugh today. There was a guy doing it with the baby strapped to another chick with the baby strapped to her chest doing
That's fun, yeah.
This guy's cheating.
All right, buddy, get out of here. Get back those stairs. Here's another chick I can do without. I went to, on Saturday, I went miniature golfing with my daughter. And this lady was playing behind us, miniature golf behind us, and she was on a Bluetooth there on a cordless. And she was talking to her husband. She was with her kid playing miniature golf. And she was talking to her husband the entire 18 holes. Oh, look, Bobby just hit one near the hole. Oh, I think he just pooped. Oh, look at Bobby. Oh, he's got such a big smile. I wish you could see this. Hey, look at Bobby. Oh, he just fell and skinned his knees. Okay. So the guy gets a break, right? On a Saturday, he gets to stay home and watch TV or do whatever he wants to do. And his wife has him on the cell phone for 18 holes with this kid. Doesn't she understand the reason he didn't go is because he didn't want to be there? All right. People can absolutely do without. Andy in San Diego, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing, dude.
I can do out with my baby mama.
Is that right? She's giving you pain in the ass?
Man, I've been to court since 2003, 36 times.
Jesus Christ. What does she drag you to court for?
She's always wanted more money.
And how much you pay her every month?
Right now I went down to 450, but I was paying up to 950.
Wow. How old's a kid?
9 o'clock. 9 years old.
9 years old.
9 years old.
And you got that until you're 18?
Yeah, nah, probably not. Probably not. If he wants to go to college, I'm going to have to help him out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know. But, like, it's not I have to. It's I want to. You know, it's my boy, but...
Yeah, don't push education on that kid. It'll cost you too much.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Tell him to get busy. Tell him to get busy with the hands.
Both.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. Get out of here. All right. Thanks for calling. All right. 520-9710. The people you can do without. Let's talk to Greg in Buena Park. You're on 97.1.
Oh, hands down, it's the knucklehead. There's 1 minute, it's post time, you're in line at the track, the guy in front of you is checking the 36 tickets he found on the ground.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's illegal to do now at Santa Anita.
Jesus, I can't believe it.
You know, you can't pick those tickets up anymore off the ground. They'll throw you out of there.
Well, you got guys out there that are 80 years old, can't remember what bets they made, so they're checking their tickets.
I know. And you know what? Anybody who, I occasionally misplace a ticket and your heart stops, but some guys do it every race.
Yeah, it's the same people. You got them pegged. You know, you got, hey, if I don't go 5 minutes before, then old lady Alice with the hat, and they're all going to be in line.
Never get in line behind a chick at the track. My dad taught me that when I was in third grade.
Yeah, it's the 10-cent superfecta for 5 minutes, and then start over.
Yeah, guys are betting a dime. Anytime a guy is putting change up there to bet, you know, jump in the other line. All right, people you can do without. Take a couple more calls, and we're going to press on. Scott and Glendora, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, I can't take the guy who goes to pay for something and he pulls out like a gold money clip like he's Frank Sinatra and living in the 50s still.
Yeah,
can I give you another quick one?
Yeah, go ahead.
The guy that thinks he's Lance Armstrong and you're waiting at a red light making a left turn and you got to wait behind him while he's pedaling 10 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Anytime a bike is on a road, it drives me crazy. And how about the a-hole who has to demonstrate how he can stand up with the bike in a stationary position?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, you know, look what I can do. Yeah, well, look what my car can do. You can run right over your ass while you're doing that. Yeah, I can't stand these guys. The bikes are for parks. Get into the park and the bike path. That's why they made them. Bike paths are for bikes. Car paths are for cars. It's very simple. Streets and freeways for cars, bike paths for bikes. We can't drive a car on a bike path, so stay off the roads. All right? Get on the sidewalk. They're toys. They're bikes. All right. People you can absolutely do without. Chloe and Ventura, last one. Then we got to take a break.
Yeah. I can do without line cutters.
I'm exactly the same way. You want to strangle them, even though it's only going to take you another 5 seconds.
Well, like, not even that. Okay, because recently I went to a theme park with my friends, and I haven't been for a real long time. And always, there's always the person that, you know, like, pretends like their relatives or friends are up with.
Oh, yeah.
You're waiting, like, hours in line.
Or there's one guy holding a spot, and then his 8 family members join him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
just line cutters and the narcotics unit, so.
Okay, all right, get out of here. All right, gang, we got to take a break. We'll come back with the Stump the Monkey, right? A full-blown Stump the Monkey session. We ask Malibu Dan the simplest questions ever, and he tries to answer them. It's awfully entertaining because he most often gets them wrong. Almost always. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.